2 hours ago on the Sivis. I don't know. I hope someone got it.
Yeah, Rebbe, this is Nassim. I'm sorry I wasn't able to be here last night.
Fine. So we'll try and fill you in, but I can't promise because we'll try.
I know. Thank you.
Okay. Anyway, but I sent out in the Sivis if they about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. I sent out.
If yeah, I got it.
Look at it. We'll try and read it inside. But let's go. It's really what happened yesterday is we set a very nice structure, but the guys slugged up all the way. In other words, we had a beautiful structure, but we were missing the middle, right? That was we couldn't figure out the you know the structure we had, but we didn't have the practical way of you know applying the structure, so to speak. So maybe the Nesivis helps us. Basically, what we said was yesterday was as follows. The Gemara says, the Gemara brings Akash and a Rava from this Mishnah later, and it says that you're allowed that if you can't be Soimech, these things, the Refes Bakr, the Nochum, next to a Oitzer, time of the Ego, Oitzer, Leka Oitzer, you're allowed to be Soimech. Mara says, no, even if Ego, Mara says, shiny Oitzer, because here is Dira shiny. Now there's Enochinami. If there's no Oitzer, you can be Soimech. It's a special answer because the Dira shiny. Deganami, because it says in a Braisa, Oitzer Ravish Bakr called Demis Oitzer Mutter. Rashi says, Shana Deganami is, since it says this only over here, it doesn't say it anywhere else. So it's mashma only over here, it's true, not anywhere else. Okay. Taibis maybe has a different Shana Deganami, we'll have to see. That's how Rashi learns. So there's a little Taisis. Taibis has a Kasha. It's if there's a Deganami, he said, what does Abaya do? That's the second Deganami. So you see, I don't know who I was arguing with yesterday. I don't remember that the fact that the Gemara says Deganami is a problem. It's not like that. They say, you see from Tysus, I don't know who was arguing yesterday. I don't remember. Someone was arguing that they have Bikias, that the Gemara says Deganami, and the other on the Amora just ignores it. You see from Tysus that it's Deichik. Right, or maybe it was dumb. I think maybe you were saying this. We're arguing with you.
No, that's why I tuned in.
That the fact that Tysus is bounded by the Kasha, what does Abaya do? I says Deganami. So if there's a clown in Shas that the Gemara can say Deganami, and it doesn't really obligate the other opinion, then there's no reason for Tysus. And especially the way the Chayr, I don't know, we didn't do Taivis. Taivis doesn't just stop saying that Abaya doesn't hold the day Konami. Taivis is giving an explanation why Abaya doesn't hold the day Konami. But he doesn't just stop saying, hey, the day Konami, day Konamis aren't so mukhruch. So it seems from Taisus that if the Gemara says day Konami, there's a real problem. So what does Abaya do? And Pashtus, so I didn't really know we didn't do the Cheshbon. The answer that Taisus gives is totally on what he said in the previous Taivis, which Rashi Pashtus disagrees with. He goes through the Cheshbon. Because he in the previous Taivis changed from the Deganami. He made it different than Rashi. So, okay. But anyway, so it seems that there's at least a problem. Taivis is bothered by a problem on the floor. What does Abaya do with the Deganami? Which Taivis has an answer for. Okay. So we wanted to say yesterday, structurally, a very beautiful structure, that we had a Rashi, a two-word Rashi, that Rashi says Deganami, the deer is shining. So we were bothered by what's Rashi saying. Obviously, you read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Gemara Asikash and Rava. The Gemara answers, Dira Shiny, Deganami. So obviously, the Deganami is going on Dira Shiny. So what's Rashi's Chiddush? So we said, because the simple reading of the Gemara, really the Deikonami doesn't prove Dirashaini. It doesn't say anywhere in there the words Dirashaini. After all, the Gemara and the Havamina didn't understand why Eitz is different than anywhere else. And so Dirashaini is a Svara. It's a Chiddush Deikon Svara. The Braisa doesn't say this Svara of Dirashaini. And Amai, it's like a little bit of a schmooze, but it's not Mukhruk schmooze. But you want to understand why is Dira shine? You know, the Braisa implies that Dira is different than everywhere else. That Rebbe's bunker is different than everywhere else. And you have to understand why. So you have a kasha, why is it different? And, you know, in order to answer the kasha, you have to come up with an answer of Dira shiny. But maybe someone comes up with a different answer. They'll come up with a different answer. The Havamina that didn't like this far of Dira shiny. So maybe they'll have to come up with a different answer how to explain the Braisa. So saying that the Kamashma, that the Deikonami is on Dira shiny is really not so nice because you don't really see from the Braisa the Svara of Dira shiny. You see from the Braisa that there's some Svara why Rebbe's bunker is different. But who said it's because Dira shiny? Maybe it's because of animal rights. Maybe it's because we worry about the Tsar Bale Chaim for animals, and therefore animals are different. I don't know, you know, because maybe it's healthy to have it because the animals are healthy. I don't know, you come up with any svara. It's not like a mukhruk to svara. On the other hand, what would be Pashup Shan in the Deikonami is Deikonami that Abaye is right and Rav is wrong, which is Kashas how Tavis learned the Deikonami, because that's why Tavis says a Kasha. What does Abaye do? In other words, the Maisa, there's a Diak in the Braisa that only by Rebbe's Bucker, if you come first, is there a din that you don't have to be Marchik. But everywhere else is not like that, because the fact that you said this only by Rebbe's Bucker is Mashma that everywhere else is different. So there's a diak in the Lashon of the Braisa that Rav is wrong. So the simple reading in the Gemara would not be like Rashi. You have a choice. If any normal person would have a choice, how to learn the Deikonami? Is the Deikonami that Rav is right or Deikonami that Dira shiny? So the simple reading is that the Deikonami is that Rav is right, because that's a much better Deikonami. It's much more, it's mukhruk from the Braisa that Rav is right. That's a mukhruk to Kishmuz, because it says only.
Abaye is right, you mean?
No, that Rav is right. Oh, I got it right this time. Once in a while, I actually say something right. I usually get the names mixed up. Everyone knows I always mix up my names. I even mix up my kids' names. But this time, I think I said it right. That the Deikonami was that the Gemara was coming to defend Rava with Dira shiny, and they say Pashup Shad is Deikonami that Rav is right, because we have a diak from the Lashon and the Braisa. The Braisa says that if the Rebbe's Bunker came first, then you're allowed to be Saimech. Says Rashi, the diak is it only mentions it by Rebbe's Bunker, doesn't say it by anywhere else. That means that by everywhere else, there's like by a boar, if you would have come first, you wouldn't be allowed to be Saimech. So it's a raya.
Isn't Deikonami normally something that
everyone else? It's us. So it's a raya that Rav is right.
Isn't Deikonami usually something that we just said, but we didn't say any raya to Rav before we brought
it? Yeah, about a 30 line before we asked the Kasha and Rav from the.
Right, we brought a raya to Abaye.
And we brought a raya to Abaye, and then
right. So Deikonami.
And then we defended it. To right. Say there is no raya to Abaye. Which means
that Deikonami
Rava could be right. So it's Deikonami that Rava is right.
Is that normally a style? I think Deikonami is usually a riot to what we said.
Okay, but it's close enough to what we said, because we defended Rava. So it's Deikonami that Rava should be defended because he's right. I don't know. I think the problem we have is that even if you're right, in other words, Rashi, the question is, But we were trying to figure out why does Rashi, I claim that Deikonami would be better to say going on Rava. Okay, you say you know the Lushan. I don't know. I'm not a Bucky in Lushan. But it's
so not Lushan. I'm saying the whole flow.
Well, that's Lushan, the flow.
I'm saying what Deikonami usually means, what we just said.
Okay, but then we did really just say we just defended Rava. Okay, I call that Lushan. But okay, anyway, the Maisa. Where our diag was, I still think it's a valid diag, is there's two ways of reading the Deikonami. Rashi reads the Deikonami that deer is shining. Obviously, the fact that Rashi says Deikonami, deer is shining, means that Rashi was aware of the fact that there was a different way to read it. And he's coming lafuke that. So what was that other reading that Rashi was nervous that you're going to read? So Chayra, the other reading that Rashi thought you would read, if he wouldn't have said anything, is that you would read it, Deikonami, that Rava is right and Rava and Abai is wrong.
Well, so, isn't that the style of Rishon to say Pirish or Kloimar?
What?
Wouldn't it be a style to say Kloimar or Pirish?
No, can only say Kloimar when it's a Deikonami in the Lashon. When it's a daichik in the lashon, you only say perik, klimar.
There's pirish also. Pirish okay. That says don't learn this pshat, learn a different pshat.
Okay, but I don't know. I never saw such a rule that when Rashi doesn't say pirish, it means he's not coming. Obviously, he's coming to say something, even if he doesn't say pirish.
Obviously, I agree with that.
99% of Rashi, he doesn't say pirish. So they're the chayre, Rashi's coming to tell us something which otherwise he wouldn't have known. So that means that without this Rashi, we would have read the Deikonami differently. And Rashi is telling you this way. So the only two choices I know in the Deikonami at this point is that there's a pshat in Deikonami that it's mukro from this brisa that Rav is right and Abai is wrong. The other way is it's mukrok from this braisa that there's a special svar of dirashini, because why is the rechabacher different than anything else, rechabacher? So there's two different ways of reading the Deikonami. So the shaila is why, if there are two ways of reading Deikonami. Rashi's choosing, what's motivating Rashi to, you know, they're like Rashi is going out of his way to be marach in his lashon to tell you, I know you have a choice how to read the Deikonami. You can either read it that it's coming to shlug up, say that Rav is right and Abai is wrong, or you could read it to say that it's only proving that Deir is shiny, but not proving that Abai is right and Abai is wrong and Rav is right. Which way do you read the Deikonami? So Rashi's saying the Deikonami is just to say that that Deir is shining. See, I said it wrong. I'm apologizing. See, before we came along, most people learned Pshat and Rashi that when Rashi says Deikonami Dirashini, included in Dirashini is also that Rav is right and Abai is wrong. It's a teamwork. Because those two things go together. Rav is right and Abai is wrong. And why is Repes Bunker different? Because of Dirashini. So the Shtibu Yid Pshat would read Rashi that Rashi's learned the Deikonami is that Rav is right and Abai is wrong. How do we answer the Braisa, the Mishnah? Because of Dirashini. It's all one conglomeration. The problem is, they're saying, if that was Pshat, then what does Rashi have to say anything for? So we're saying that Rashi's coming out of his way to say, no. Don't learn the Shtibu Pshat. Don't learn that the Deikonami is going on everything. Deikonami that Rava's right and the Deir is shiny and this whole package. Deganami is only going on one prat, that Dira Shiny.
Well, why is Rebbe doing the switch? Rebbe, before we understood Rashi is that there's two different options, and Rashi is picking a side, an option. But now Rebbe is saying that no, before we would have thought that it includes everything. Why is that a necessary?
It's not a necessary, but I'm just saying I want to show where what my chiddush is and what am I being mechadesh that someone wouldn't have known if they only looked at Rashi. So saying if a normal person would have looked at Rashi, I mean Rashi said the Farish.
So what's the swara that why
Rashi said the Farish, Dira Shiny. So what's my chiddush if that's the Deikonami? Rashi says that. So I'm saying because before, without what we're saying, and you might be right, there are three choices in the Deikonami. But I'm saying, but the chiddush that we're saying, over which a simple reading of Rashi would not have known, because when a Mr. Pashtun reads Rashi, I'm not saying when he reads the Gemara. When a Pashtun read the Gemara without Rashi, maybe he would have read Deikonami differently. It's only going on Rava and not going on Dira Shiny. That I agree. But once you get to Rashi and you see that Rashi says Deikonami Dira Shiny, so what does Mr. Pashtun think? So Mr. Pashtun thinks that Rashi is just picking one point. He's picking the point of the Chiddush of the Gemara, but he means it's like the last step of the chain. It's Deikonami that Rav is right, Adam, and therefore you have Akasha. And why are these different? And the answer must be because Dira Shiny. So it's just the whole chain, and Rashi is just telling you the last link on the chain.
But so why, according to Rebbe, why is Rashi going away from the push-up shot?
Because what's Rashi was bothered.
One second, before can we just, is Rebbe falling off of Rava? Rebbe falling off of the part that Abaye is wrong, or that the Deikonami could say Rava's right?
No, not that you could say, that you have to say. That you could say Rav is right.
If you have to say, then Abaye is wrong.
Right, so that's what we're falling off of, yes.
Falling off that Abaye is wrong.
Yes. Then, in other words, the we're saying like this, that if you learn Pshat in the Deikonami, the simple Pshat, that Deikonami, that Rav is right and Abaye is wrong, and I, what do we do with this Brisa, this Mishnah that says that by Revis Baker you're allowed to be Samech, that's a special, according to Rava, it doesn't make sense. Must be Dira Shiny, and it's all one, one package because they go together.
If you see Taisvis holds that the way he asked the Kasha, isn't it Shver?
That's exactly the beauty.
One second. But if Taisvis is saying Beferish, this is not a good step that Rebbe, and based on a little Diak, Rebbe's building a whole binion on the. That's against everything. We have a Rishon right up in art.
Yeah, we're in different yeshivas. I don't know. I think it's beautiful, especially because, as I said about it, we didn't do it, that when you read Tavis's answer, it's meduyik, that Tavis's answer and that little Tavis Rashi can't hold of. So it's so meduyik, because Tavis's answer is that Abaya doesn't have... Because Tavis is going, I don't know, we'll have to read it together. Because Tavis, I don't know if you people figured it out, that Tavis' answer is that the Diak was only based, because see, Tavis in the top Tavis.
The Kol Shekane.
The Diak is based on the Kol Shekane. So once he says Abaye doesn't hold it, the Kol Shekane doesn't have the Diak. But Rashi clearly doesn't say the Diak's based on the Kol Shekane. The Pasha says the Diak's not based on the Kol Shekane. The Diak's just based on why you say it here and not there. So Tavis asks Akasha. It's so beautiful. Tavis asks Akasha, and his answer that he gives, Rashi can't hold up. And now Rashi says two words that are extra. So the beauty, it's Bamish, I think it's gorgeous, that everyone says this, that Rashi sometimes in two words is Merames to answer Tavis' Akasha. So we know that Rashi has to come up with a different answer for Tavis's Kasha. He has to have an answer. He doesn't hold the Tavis answer because it doesn't work in Rashi. So it's so beautiful. Rashi is saying these two words, it's not fugi from Taisus. Because Taisus learns that they can hami and Abai is wrong and Rav is right. And that's why Taisus comes along and asks the Kasha, wait a second. If it's Dekanami that Abai is wrong and Rav is right, then what does Abai do? To which Taisus had to answer whatever he answers, that Abai doesn't hold it a Dekanami. But you see from Taisus that that's Taisus. It's to say that Abai doesn't hold it a Dekanami was Taisus. Taisus was struggling. He couldn't just, just a Dekanami, who cares?
But so according to Rashi,
Rashi says, that the Gemara never brought a Dekanami to prove that Abai is right and Abai is wrong and Rav is right. The Gemara is only proving that you see Mineya Bay and the Braisa, the fact that the Braisa makes a chiddik between Rafa's Bakr and everything else, prove that there's a svar of the Rishaini. But there's no riot from the Braisa that Abai is
either
wrong
way,
and Rav is right.
Either way. So Rashi says you have no riot from the Braisa either way to Rav or Abai.
Right, but the only can prove in the Braisa that you could prove the Svar of Dira Shiny because Mineyu Bey, the Braisa is making some special din by Revis Bucker. So if there's some special din by Revis Bucker, you have to give a Hezbollah of Dira Shiny. But the Braisa, in other words, we were saying yesterday, is the Braisa is not talking about Abaya and Revis case. And therefore, you can't be Medayak. The Bryce is talking about something else, some other case. And you can't make a diak from the Bryce that Abaya is that you can't make a diak from the Bryce that Rav is right and Abaya is wrong, because the fact that the Bryce is said by Rav is only by Rav's Bunker, he's talking about something else. So that something else is only by Rav's Bunker, not by Bor. But the Rav and Abai are discussing about Soymech, and the Braisa is not discussing Soymech. Right? That's what we were trying to say as structure. So therefore, you can't be Medayik from the Braisa that Abai is wrong. You can only be Medayik from the Braisa that in this X case that the Braisa is talking about, there's a difference between Rav's Bunker and everything else, which proves it's Rav Dirashaini. But that's all you prove.
So, wait, I have a question about just learning how to learn, so to speak. I have to admit, I didn't read the Nesivos. This morning I looked at the Raza, the Shafsi, the Mafteach for 2 minutes. And one of the things I saw he said was that he seemed to quote people who say that Abai holds a Dirashani. So structurally, that would be good, right? Is that right? That if right. Abai holds a Dirashani in some way, that would plug it, that would fit into our structure.
The question is, yeah, but the question is, What we're stuck is we have to explain why the whole diak, the whole Dira Shiny is based, the whole Dekanami, according to Rashi, is based on a diak that it's mashma from the only by Refes Bucker, we say this, but not by anywhere else. So obviously that proves that Refes Bucker is different than everywhere else, which means you have to go as far as Dira Shiny. But the Maisa, if the Braisa is talking about being Soymech, then you can make it also simultaneously a Diak in the Braisa, not like Abaya, because only by Refes Bunker does it say you can be Soymech, but by everywhere else, you can't be Soymech. So in order for our answer to work, we have to say that the Braisa is not discussing the same, not just because it's Refes Bunker, but even getting rid of the word Refes Bucker, it's not discussing the same case as Abai and Rava. Abai and Rava were discussing being soymek by Bor. If the Braisa was talking about being soymek by Refes Bucker, then we have a diak. Only by Refes Bucker can be soymek, but by Bor you can't. Because that's a diak. Only by Refes Bucker is it true, but not by Bor. So we have to say that the Braisa was talking about something other than soymek. So this is where we got stuck yesterday. Now, we have a beautiful structure, but we got stuck in the, the weeds, in the technical, in the working it out. What could the Braisa be talking about? What exists besides being Soymech? There is nothing else, as far as we know. So how can the Braisa be talking about, what case is the Braisa talking about that doesn't then when you say Abasha ain't getting by boar, it's different. So what case is it talking about? So I tried. Okay, am I okay so far?
That's why we're bringing the receivers.
What? Wait. So I tried yesterday to say, I was just throwing what I tried, that the price that we'd be talking about, not that you're being soimech before the guy's here, but you're soimech after the guy was megada das and he wants to come. And by a boor, maybe that would be also, even according to a baya. While by a revis bunker, that's mutter. Even that's the chiddush. That if all your revis bunker, soimech, and what is a revis bunker, kodemis altar, even if the guy went ahead and made achanas, and he was megada das, he put up a sign, coming soon, oitzer, you know, he went ahead and made it clear they want to make an oitzer, but for it, as long as the Rebbe's bunker it came first, it's okay. Well, by the abor, even though Abaya holds, you're allowed to be simich, that's only if your neighbor didn't indicate that he's going to make a boar. But if he mamish, he put up signs, he brought the, the machinery, the tractor, he just didn't get around to start building yet. So then even a buyer would agree it's also by boar. That's what I was trying to say. To which the guys correctly shrugged me up. I got shrugged up yesterday because this okimta that I was making, that Rabbi Bunker is talking about, even when the guy made Megada Das, then a boy on Daf Chav. So I thought that's great. So Abaye will take one side of the Gemara on Daf Chav. But the person, you guys pointed out that the person who asked the Abaye was Abaye. So I got schlugged up. Abaye group is the one that asked the Abaye. That means Abaye is not sure. Abaye could read this Brisa of Rechaz Bacher, that it's not mutter once your neighbor is making, once he's megada das, that he's making an oitzer. And it's only mutter if he didn't make an oitzer, if he wasn't megada das. So then we have a kasha. Only rechev, only by the bunker is it mutter, rechev's bunker, but by boar would be usher, right? So I got schlugged up yesterday. So what means is, just structurally, you know, is that we have a beautiful structure in Rashi. We just can't think of a case how to read the Braisa that's different than the case of Boar. Right? That's where we got stuck on. So the Nesivis gives us a case, Baruch Hashem.
And we tried Dr. Brigida's, also didn't work, right?
That did not work either, yes. Yes. So anyway, so if you look at the Nesivis, the Nesiv basically talks about a case. Let's read the Nesiv if you have it. The Shulchan Aruch discusses the case of the Aboy of Abaya. What happens if the Bau Aliyah was Megada Das, that he's planning on making an Aliyah? So are you allowed to make the Rechaz Bunker? Because it says that if you came first, your Rev is Bunker, so then it's mutter. So what if before you made your Rev is Bunker, the Bau Aliyah started making hachanas for an Eitzer, he put up signs, coming soon. So that's the Gemara's Abaya. So says, and that was Abaya, who asked that Abaya. So as in the Siva is Kasha. Am I though, boy, Shas, Kapkin, Yin, and Kadima Revis? You could have a buyer who added a boy. He could have had an additional a boy, the same type of a boy, just in the inverse case. Instead of say having a boy, what happens if the Bau Aliyah was Megada Das, he wants to make an Eitzer? Is that called that the Bau Aliyah is here already? You could have asked, what happens if the Bau Harefes was the first one to put up a sign coming soon? Is that called that the Bau Revis is here already? In other words, what would be the din if the Bau Revis put up a sign or made an indication he's going to make a Revis and bunker, and then the Mr. Eitzer quickly made his Eitzer, and now are you allowed to move in your bunker? Is that called that the Rebbe's Bakr was Kodemus, because he put up the sign that he was going to make a Rebbe's Bakr before the Baal Eitzer was here, or not. And Abaya doesn't clear that. That's his kasha. So why? What about that case? How come no one talks about that case? Right? You understand? Now there's the Gemara, the Braisa says that if the Rebbe's Bakr comes first to the Eitzer's Mutter. So the Gemara wants to know what's called coming first. Does it mean first before the actual Eitzer, or first before the Gilei Das of the Eitzer? So you can have the same kasha on the Rebbe's Bakr. Does the Rebbe's Bakr have to come first actually, or the Rebbe's Bakr come first in Gilei Das?
And if he was just saying he has another interesting shaila, or does he really feel that this is identical to the shaila of the Gemara?
I don't know. He just says, "I'm my little boy." I don't know. I can't tell you. That's his kasha.
Coming first,
my little boy, Nini Rebbe's Bakr.
Does that mean how strong Dira Shiny is?
I don't know if it's Tanya Dira Shiny. I don't know.
Even a Gilei Das in Dira Shiny. In other words, that's what we're shouting up at Rebbe's Bakr, right? Because he has his whole right because Dira Shiny.
But isn't there a difference between the Nizza coming first and the Mazza coming first? Well, the Nizza be Megala Das and the Mazza be Megala Das?
I would think the question is even before the idea of Dira Shiny, because he's comparing it to Abai's question. Abai's question is on the Otsar. The Otsar doesn't have a Dira Shiny concept. And the Nesivus is comparing it, if the Gemara is, you know, contemplating at what point is it considered Eitzer Kadam, when it actually is there, or the preparation, then on the Rebbe's Bakr should have the same, you know, question of when is it considered that the Rebbe's Bakr is there.
You think it's the same with the Mazda comes first or the Nizit comes first?
Okay. Let me read the Nesivus. So, can we... I'm sorry. I'm going to skip to the Nesivus. So if you look at the Nesivus, five lines from the end, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe it's 6 lines from the end. The first word is ubezeh. So he says ubezeh miyushev kushas hataisus. Now I know that's not a healthy thing to do, is to skip to the end and start with ubezeh, but we'll do it. Try that anyway. He said, with what I'm saying is Meyusha of Kusha Sisis. Why? Timmy Maskil Dekanami. Right, that's the type that we're discussing, that we're saying that Rashi is coming to argue with. He says, I have an answer to Kusha Sisis. Because Taibis Asikasha, Sheikhshu Diksha Idiukanami Abaya, that what's Abaya going to do with this Diuk? It says in the Braisa, only Rebbe's Bakr is butter if you came first. Mashma, everything else by Bor, if you came first, it wouldn't work. Ulofim Asher Kosamnu Lo Kasha. To Hutruk Lashano Dinza Dapka Rebbe's. In other words, really, even by Bor, if you came first, it could be his mutter. I wasn't saying it by Rebbe's. Ashminin. The Rebbe's Afido and Kodem a Rebbe's Avad Mutter, Mishum the Diva Shiny. In other words, it means it's very Medrig in the Lashon. The Brice is saying, the Rebbe's Bakr means the Rebbe's Bakr without the animals. You made the Rebbe's Bakr. The animals is the thing that's doing the Hezek. So if you made the Rebbe's Bakr, even though you didn't bring in the animals yet, it's still mutter. And that's an extra chiddush that you don't have by boar. By boar, Abaya says if you dig the boar first, so that it's mutter. But there you dug the boar first, and then there's a svara awanizik maharchik, like we had in the Ksais, because I have my boar here. So now what are you doing digging your boar? My boar, which is here first, is going to be mazik you. So what are you doing digging your boar here? So that's why Abaya says, Pashtus, that the first guy doesn't have to move. But by Rebbe's Bakr, the way that the Ksivus is learning, it's not so, it's a much bigger chiddush. because when I only made the Reves, but I didn't make the Bucker yet. So there's no, you don't have a Svar of our Nizek Laharchik because there's no Hezek yet when the person makes his Eitzer. And yet the Bryce is still saying that in the Eitzer, if the Reves Bucker came first, even though you don't have a Bucker yet, you just have a Reves Bucker, you have a Reves Bucker without the Bucker. Right? That's what he was saying. That's how he's reading the Bryce. That you brought the you made the room, but you didn't bring in the animals. That the
why doesn't he tie it into Rashi like Rebbe does?
I don't know. One second.
And secondly, at the end, he says he's not sure about this.
I can't answer those questions. Well, but let me just keep on reading. Let's just read. Since Mizem Yushev Kushas Taisvis, because Taisvis is Kashi that there's a diak from the Braisa against Abaya, because why did it only says it by Refes Bucker, Mashma only by Refes Bucker and not by Bor. They say no, it's only by Refes Bucker. Because only by Reves Bucker do we have this added. By Reves Bucker, we have this added chiddush. That way, and now maybe Enoch
without water.
Let me keep on reading. The Rev Afian called that Rev Vad with the Shadir shining. But Shaykin and Shar Mazikim, Pin and Daf Kashiyah Davra Mazik Mamish called them. In other words, if Louis is served by the boar. If you didn't make the full, if you didn't make your boar yet, you only made, you know, you put up a sign and you made it clear you're going to dig a boar, but you didn't make the first guy didn't dig the boar yet. And then the second guy came, the first guy cannot say, listen, I was here first. It's different than Raffens Bucker.
Yeah, the boar without
that's
the water.
Because Dira Shiny.
The second guy came and did what by bar? The second guy came and did what by
bar? Made a bar. Now there's by bar.
What's it even made a bar?
Point about if the first guy is going to have to be Simech. And once he's Simech, if the second guy comes, the second guy has to move the whole six hammers. And the first guy does it. So what happens if the first guy stakes out his bar? He didn't start digging right. Yet. But
then,
he brings his tractor and he brings his contractor and he maps out and he puts up a big sign. This is the future site of the boar and everything else.
And then what happens?
And then the neighbor goes in and wants to dig a boar.
Wants or he did?
Wants and is. Either way. So Abaya would say, according to the Nesivis wants to say that there Abaya would be made to Rava.
Isn't that the case of Bas Achas?
That Abaye would be made to Rava, that yes, that they would both have to be Marchik. Right, that's right. That would be the case of Bas Achas, and they would both have to be Marchik. And the fact that you came first and you stuck your machinery here and you put up your sign, you came first and you put up a sign and you made it clear that you're going to make a boar. And the other guy didn't, as far as we knew, he wasn't planning on making a boar. And then before you actually went ahead and dug it, the other guy says, I want to have a boar. So a buyer would be made there, that's called the Vas Achas.
Why do you have to say Vas Achas? Why do you even have to say that it's Vas Achas? The other person, and the first person who just put the sign, we consider that as if you did nothing. You went home. The other guy comes and puts it and wants to dig his boar. If he digs his boar quickly enough, he's okay. First.
Maybe. That also could be true. Okay, you're right also. But for sure, the first guy loses. So the question is, so why is that different? Why is Bor different than Refes Bucker? Terence is Dira Shiny. So the Gemara, in other words, there's a way, the Nesivis really does our structure. He comes up with a way of reading the Braisa, that the Braisa is not talking about the opposite of Abaya. That's not the same case of Abaya. He's talking about a different case of Abaya. Abaya was only talking about when you actually dug a boar, while the Braisa is talking about when you made a Refes Bucker without the Bucker. So the Braisa is not the equivalent case of Abaya.
And then Goli Daite is a lower level?
Goli Daite, I don't know.
Was Abaye later on asked to see Abaye?
Goli Daite, the other guy's Goli Daite. So we don't know. The other guy's Goli Daite. I don't know. They, you know, with nothing to do with each other. Yeah, so they're not Tolizeb, is that? So the Nesivis is saying coming out is very nicely that we could.
We know the guy.
And the Gemara always knows. It's not just Abaye. Rava would also admit to that.
But we know that the other guy
theoretically able to read it that way. In other words, the Braisa, everyone agrees that the Braisa doesn't prove Abaye or Rava because you can read the Braisa in this special case. All the Braisa proves is that there must be a Svara of Dirashaini. Because the Braisa, this Kiddush, that even though the first guy didn't make the Mazik, he just made the Hachanas in a Mazik, he's okay. Even when the second guy came already, that we only see by Rebbe's Bucket. We don't find that anywhere else. Even Abaye wouldn't say that anywhere else. So that's obviously because Dirashaini. So it's very what the Nesivis is. I'm saying he's saying what we said, except that
he's flipping it. He's saying what Rebbe was saying, but flipping it.
Right, and he's coming, but the same structure that the Braisa is not a raya against Abaye. The Dekanami was only to Dirashaini. And there, but there's no problem. And I buy you.
By the house.
With the same result, with everything the same. And he says clearly, he's answering Typhus' Kasha, which is exactly what we did. The only thing he said, okay, so Matsasi Gili Barna Dinda. Okay, I don't know. Yes. What? I'm sorry, Shmuel.
I was just trying to say is that by the house, you need Gili Das, because is he going to make an Oitzer? Is he not going to make an Oitzer? But if we know for sure he's going to make an Oitzer or Refus is coming, that's the same thing, right? By bar, I thought we said, and maybe I just missed a week, but by bar, I thought we always said is that it's a Suri Labaris. We know for sure the guy's going to do it. That was Rabbi Svara. So he's already Megala Das when it's a Suri Labaris, and he's going to do the pit. There is, by the Oitzer over there, you need Gili Das Naki, because we don't know what he's going to make over there. But we knew for sure he's making an Oitzer. We knew for sure he's going to make a rough. That's the same thing as a ref is with a buck without a bucker. Then he has to be Megala Das, but over here, we know for sure what he's doing.
Okay, so therefore what? I don't know that way you're in touch with that.
So according to Rebbe, the Abaye should never allow him to do it.
Abaye by a Rebbe's Bucker. There's a special head to Rebbe's Bucker because Dira is shining.
Right, but Rebbe's saying by a pit, what would happen if he knew, if the second guy came in, even though the first guy was Megala, something like that, then even Abaye would be Maida, the second guy
came first. But that's
because right. Because Gila doesn't mean anything, right?
That's right. That's exactly. So you're agreeing with me. You're saying that
always like that. I'm saying always that's the case.
I could have Abaye says that the first guy can only come if he digs.
No, but if Asuya Labaira is tantamount, I think Shmuel is asking if Asuya Labaira is tantamount that it's like a Anansahadi, the second guy's doing it.
And FLP Kane, Abaye says, the first guy comes first, then he doesn't have to be marked, and the second has to be marked. So that's exactly what we're saying, except they just change the names. That the we're saying a Suda Boris means that we know you're going to dig a bar. And FLPK, Abaye says, if you come first, then you don't have to be marked. So even if the same thing is true, if the first guy made his achanis, that's nothing. You're right. There's no bear in a Suda Boris. And therefore, when the second guy goes and digs a bore, that's equivalent as if he's really the first guy, and that's Abaye.
If you have a Shiloh by Nizik, by the other case,
sure in that case, Abaye. That's Abaye Shiloh.
Abaye
is not sure that in that case the second guy could be Simach.
Where?
Abaye has a question that he doesn't answer. If the Bala Oitzer begins to make his
plan, that's by the Oitzer. But we're not that's by the Bala Oitzer. That's of the victim.
So he's a victim also.
We're talking about the Mazik.
Shmuel's asking that the second person by Asuya Labayrois should be equivalent to the Bala Oitzer, whose das was shown, and by Asuya Labayrois, the second person's das is always assumed to be shown. So why is Abaye in doubt if the Baal Ha'oitzer's plans are put out before the Baal HaRefes comes? Abaye is not sure. But by Asuya Labayrois,
I'm not sure if that's mutter.
But by Bor, apparently Abaye is sure. even though there's a second person who's about to come. He's no less than the Baal HaOitzer's plan.
Okay, so that's Tom, you're asking Akasha on Abaya, right? It's nothing to do with me. You're asking Akasha and Abaya. Why does Abaya say that the Gemara Abaya is in a boy, that even by Oitzer, even by Refus Bucker, which is dear as shiny, he has a tzad, then it's usher. If the Bawa Oitzer with Megada Das, then he might come, then he wants to come. So why is that different than a Sada Suida Bayris?
Okay, Suida Bayris is a lower level. It's not quite making plans.
Okay, I guess so.
Maybe when you're a Nizik and a Mazik,
I'm in a safer over here. Rashi should have said something about this Nasivus. He should have said this Hecha Timsa. Nothing.
Okay, I don't know. Now we have, my impression is that when they say that Rashi in two words is Miyashe Typhus is Kasha, they don't seem to be bothered.
Who says that?
All the Achronim, you know, you look in the Klodim, the Yad Malachi, and the Klodim, and they say that you should be always be very careful to daik in Rashi's Lashon, because sometimes Rashi will say one word and be Miyashe Tzivus is Kasha. That's like one of the standard line that they talk about Rashi.
And they say that over here on this Rashi?
Of course they don't say it over here. They said over here that I wouldn't get any credit. But they say that in general, that Rashi very often is very meduyik in his Lashon, and they say that be very, very, you know, this is, you know, I get the same for him. I'm sure he says it.
So then why doesn't the Sivis end up in saying Avarai, this is Pshat and Rashi?
I don't know. I can't answer that. So then the Sivis then make my dig in Rashi. I don't know. But here, I'm looking at the Yad Malachi because he's the one. He has Klolim and Rashi.
No. We all agree to those Klolim. That's fine.
Okay.
Did anybody say on this particular Rashi?
Of course not. Listen, you won the. If I was the Zabarashi, I wouldn't be, just be plagiarizing.
This Rashi wouldn't be a cloud, it would just be this Rashi.
Let's see. Here, it doesn't say it here, but they say it. I don't know who says this. Maybe in the I remember people saying this. Maybe it's in the Darkei HaTalmud. You know, he talks about Rashi. It's not in the Yad Malachi.
Can Rabbi just explain how he reads the last line in the Nesivus? What is he saying, doing there?
The Abaya Pashat Misvar. In other words, even though they never were saying that according to Abaya, it's only mutter if you come first. But if the if you didn't mamish come first, Mashenk Sharma Sikim is if she masik mamish kaidim. So The Mara makes a diik. Taima diika kaiso. Oleka, in other words, it doesn't, again, the Mara makes a diik and Abaya. Taima diika kaiso. Oleka kaiso mutter. So we're saying that's only mutter.
Where is this Taima diika kaiso?
I'm going to destroy myself. In other words, it comes out, according to Abaya, he wants to be, he's Mechayesh Achidish in Abaya, that, you know, that when Abaya says that when you come first, it's Mutter by Bor, That's only, even though Abaya had this aboy dino ifshita on daf chaf by, you know, the other way, the victim. But when Abaya says that if the bawa boar comes first, he has to mamish come first and big a boar. But if he just came first and was begat a das and he's playing on the big a boar, then it would be usher. So where does it say that? No one ever talks about that.
Well, there was not the point of
this. No one ever discussed that Abaya would be made in such a case.
So, isn't that the point of the Braisa? The Diak from the Braisa is, and the fact that the Braisa said Refes Koidem is a heter, that clearly teaches us Bor Kavono Lachor Bor is not good. So what does it mean is Loy Tzarek? That's good for the Diak from the Braisa.
Okay, I don't know if he knows that the Braisa is Mukhluk, that this is the case. He's just making it Ukimten the Braisa. But I don't know if he's saying that, you know, the Taivis didn't read the Braisa that way.
Isn't that the Dekonami?
Means with the Bakar in it.
What do you mean? The Nasivis is reading that the Refes means the Refes without the Bakar. Isn't that the whole
chart? But I don't know whether he's saying that that's Mukhluk, what the words mean, and therefore you have a right to say that his halacha is like he's asking Akasha, how come no one says this halacha? No one discusses this case. Think of they relied on the diak. The diak is not a mukhluk diak. The Braisa is ambiguous.
But I don't understand. If he's answering or he's not answering, isn't that he's saying the reason why
I'm begging an okimta? He's saying according to Abaya will make an okimta that when the Braisa said Bimrechet Refes Bakar Kodemes, it means that even if it was made without the animal.
And that's why Abaye didn't ask his Shaila, and that's how Abaye gets out of Tosfos's Kasha.
Right.
So if you would ask Abaye, why isn't there a parallel Braisa by Bor and by Gefes and by Zephes and all that stuff? The answer is, this Braisa is showing me that the other cases that does not apply. That's
so, for the so the Nasivis is not as gutsy as you, since he knows that Typhus read the Braisa, not like him. Typhus read the Braisa when it says in the Braisa that if the Rebbe's Basar is called Demes, it means the Rebbe's Bakar with the animals in it, not the Rebbe's Bakar without the animals in it, because you could definitely read that a Rebbe's is not called the Rebbe's Bakar unless you have the animals in it. So
Which would kill Abaye.
Yeah, so Abaye doesn't read it that way, but it's not, Abaye can't say that the when you ask the Kasha and Abaye, why did it say anywhere the din of that by everywhere else it's Osir? Oh, they relied on this diak. They can't rely on the diak because the diak is not it's not clear.
That's not clear. Why is the Nesiva sticking this gratuitous, unrelated kasha in here? It's not the flow of what he's trying to do.
The dig, maybe I'm not saying right. I mean, the dig is not clear because maybe it says Rebbe's Bakar Kodemes, and then okay, I don't know. Maybe what I'm saying is wrong. Okay, I don't know. Anyway, but that's what you know. There's okay. This we call it a certain case. Okay. I'm
saying just the case by Bar, Abaye would say that his din of being Samech is only if the full mazik is there. Is that
first guy came and built a boar first, but if he just came and made hachanas, and then the second guy comes, then the first guy can't say I was here first and I don't have to be marchik.
But now he would have to be marchik. For example,
he would have to be marchik.
According to Taisa Shita, the matunta is what the mazik is, right? Except for that Rav Yosi, but that's mazik, right? So he builds a bar and he doesn't put the matunta in there. He doesn't put any water in there. So now he has to be marchik. I never heard of such a thing. He builds a bar, right? The mazik is not there yet. The matunta would be there, right?
No water. The boar collects the water. The boar is going to.
Yeah, but the mazik is not there yet. The bar doesn't mean anything. It's the usage of the bar, right? It's like a refus without the bakar.
That's called you put the matunta because the boar is going to collect the water. When it rains, water is going to go in there. So it's like you already put the water there. Maybe it's not gira delay, But if they're adding the water, you definitely made a boar with water.
Because it's not the mazik. He says the mazik has to be the mamish.
That's called the mazik is here already. But you made the equivalency of a refus bucker without the bucker. The mazik's not here yet. The animals aren't here. We know what's in your head. It's not automatically coming.
The
water is automatically coming. So that's different. I think so. Anyway, so it comes out. It's very nice. I think it's very, very nice. Is that what we can say is that Rashi, what I would like to claim is that Rashi in these two words, Rashi's saying that the Kamash Manon is again, you know, what's the Dekanami? Dekanami is Yerushalayim. What's Rashi coming to Chimichanish? That there is no Dekanami, that Rav is right. Taif has learned that Dekanami is that Rav is right. So Rashi goes out of his way to say that there is no Dekanami that Rav is right. How can you have a Dekanami that says Dira Shiny without having Rav be right? Terence is because you can read the Brisa like the Nesivis, but the Brisa is talking about an unusual case. And therefore you still see this far of Dira Shiny, but you don't see that Rav is right. So Mimeda Rashi went out of his way to tell you, basically like the Nesivis, that you can read that the Dekanami is only telling you that Rav is that Dir is shiny, but it's not telling you that Rav is right. Mimeda, there's no kasha and abaya, because there's no raya from the we only had a Dekanami to the svara of Dir is shiny, and that's it. So what really was coming out is that, right, is that what the way I know Rabbi Meltzer doesn't like me because the Ksivas didn't say it. But it's coming out that we're like trying to claim that Rashi in his Lashon is being Merames in an Ksivas, because he's basically saying that there's a way of reading the Brisa that the Dekanami only proves Dira Shiny, but doesn't prove that Rav is right. And at least the only way we know how to do that, because all the ways that we tried yesterday got schlugged up, is by saying like the Nesivis. So it's very likely that what Rashi had in mind, like the Nesivis, and that's Meduyik in the Lashon of Rashi.
What's the Masnisin? Vezelo Hayatzarich Masnisin at the end of the Nesivis. Sorry, going back to what Sandy brought up. Vezelo Hayatzarich Masnisin Lashmeinon. Which Masnisin?
There's no, according to Abaya, no one ever discusses this case of whether you when the first guy came and he made a haschoa that he has to be that's not good enough. In other words, it never discussed that. So that does not have to be discussed. In other words, according to Abaya, we have a dig in the Mishnah. Time of the Ika Kaiso. Haleka Kaiso, you're allowed to be Simech. So the Mishnah told us that when you come second, it's Aser. When you come first, it's Mutter. But it doesn't, because that's a Diak. Time of the Ika Kaiso, Haleka Kaiso, Samech. And according to Abaya, that's a real Diak. That Diak is real. So the Mishnah was telling you Abaya's Diak, but it doesn't tell you. And it also tells you that when the other guy's here, because it's a kaiso, then it's usher. But it doesn't discuss this middle case where the first guy makes his achanis and then the second guy comes. So there's no indication from our Mishnah what the din would be by boar. So that's a little strange. It's bothered by why did the Mishnah say that? They said, because you don't have to say that, because that's understood misvara. That making your achanas don't get you anywhere.
Except by Dira Shiny.
Except by Dira Shiny, yes.
So even though not every case of making achanas is the same, only some cases of making achanas are the same, but still it was not necessary to teach that to us.
Right. Yes, that's what he's saying. Because
in other words, you would know it on your own. It's a pashut thing, and it's also pashut that Dira Shiny.
No, Dirah Shiny is not Pasha. That they have a Brisa for. The Brisa is telling you Dirah Shiny. The Brisa is telling you Dirah Shiny, but we would not know Dirah Shiny Svara. Abaya doesn't, you know, that's a Dirah Shiny, the tremendous.
I'm saying, but the Mishnah, which said the din of Kaisel, was telling us that only if it's Kaisel was there. Not if the Hachanas were there.
Right, because that's not by Dirah Shiny. So that
even though sometimes, as far as the Mishnah is concerned, sometimes making Hachanas is good enough, as far as the Mishnah is concerned.
That's because of Dirah Shiny. Because it's a special Svara Dirah Shiny, which is such a good Svara that it includes even if the first guy made Hachanas. Yes,
but that's only in the. You only know that from the Brisa. You from the Brisa, you know the Svara. From the Brisa, you know the Svara of Dirah Shiny.
Right.
Before the Brisa came along,
we wouldn't know the Svara of Dirah Shiny.
What?
We did not know the Svara of Dirah Shiny.
We did not know the Svara of Dirah Shiny, and without the Svara of Dirah Shiny, then all the cases would have been the same. Making signs is enough.
Making signs is not enough. Doesn't do anything. Making signs don't do nothing.
Making achanas are not good enough. That would have been before the Bryce. Okay. Right. Yeah. Good.
Okay. Anyway, so it just, I don't know, we spent a little time on it, but it just works out very nicely that yesterday we had a very nice structure, but we just couldn't figure out a case. How you could have a case where the Brisa couldn't be a Kasha and Abaya, and yet it's a ride to Dirah Shiny. Because what's it talking about? So the Nesivis came up with a case for us, Baruch Hashem, so we can salvage the structure that we had yesterday, basically, and say that that's what Rashi's doing. And I think it's nice. Okay.
Thank you very much, Rebbe.
Have a good night.
I would like to do these two Taisim tomorrow. There's really three Taisim. The three little Taisim. You know, the first one with those two things that I send. The Marie Ben Lev, the Taisim one, because it's nice little Taisim. It's nice, easy, short and sweet. So
Which ones?
The Halakha Oitzer Oven. So it's a little two-line Davis, and then there were two pieces I sent in from the Oyster Gainer Sfarada, Marie Ben Lev and Ezra, which I have to admit are both very strange. But okay. And then the next two pieces, the Deganami.
Okay.